WSRN News. I'm Keith Peters in Washington. A big winter storm is expected to make an impact across much of the nation as the week progresses. Meteorologist Brian Jackson with the National Weather Service Weather Prediction Center has this forecast.
Basically, the southern Rockies, across the southern plains, the mid-south, the southeast, the mid-Atlantic, possibly more of the northeastern seaboard. Friday through Sunday, we're expecting a major winter storm.
Areas in the mid-Atlantic could see as much as 2 feet of snow. An atmospheric river could pull moisture across the Gulf Coast, increasing the risk of ice storms in Georgia. Travel disruptions are likely, especially in areas with limited snow removal equipment. Northern states will remain in a deep freeze due to polar air. Tensions remain high in the Twin Cities, where protesters continue to face off against Immigration and Customs Enforcement officers. Commander-at-Large Greg Bovino with Customs and Border Patrol says Minnesota politicians are stoking fears while federal agents take dangerous offenders off the streets.
Leaders like Tim Walz or Mayor Fry have relied on heated rhetoric and accusations that distract from the facts. The facts are that federal agents are arresting murderers, rapists, child predators, cartel-connected criminals, and other individuals who pose a real danger to the people of Minneapolis.
Walz and Fry have called a Justice Department probe into their statements and actions a bullying tactic meant to quell political opposition. On Wall Street, a rough day as the Dow was down by 870 points. The Nasdaq dropped 561. This is SRN News. Virginia Democrats pass an abortion amendment, correspondent Michael Harrington reports.
The measure would enshrine the procedure in the state constitution and allow for abortion up to the moment of birth. All that remains is for voters to approve the amendment in the fall, which isn't a sure thing, but in a purple state like Virginia, it's a pretty good bet. Pro-life activists are vowing to campaign hard against the amendment this year. So far, 11 states have enshrined abortion in their constitutions, and three others may do so this year. Michael Harrington reporting.
Israel will honor the late Charlie Kirk for his work combating anti-Semitism at a conference next week, 4 months after the conservative activist was assassinated. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's office says Kirk will be given an award at the International Conference on Combating Anti-Semitism in Jerusalem. Kirk was a staunch supporter of Israel. Netanyahu described him as a lion-hearted friend. This is SRN News. Netflix is now offering to buy Warner Brothers Discovery's studio and streaming business in an all-cash deal, correspondent Julie Walker reports.
The company said Tuesday the revised deal simplifies the transaction structure, provides more certainty of value for Warner Brothers stockholders, and speeds up the path to a shareholder vote. The company said that the all-cash transaction is still valued at $27.75 per Warner Brothers share. Stockholders will also receive the additional value of shares of Discovery Global following its separation. Both companies' boards approved the amended all-cash deal. Netflix has been dueling with Paramount Skydance for Warner Brothers. I'm Julie Walker.
Paramount has made a $77.9 billion offer and plans a proxy fight. More details at srnnews.com. From Washington, I'm Keith Peters.